Q94, it's your Mountain Rock, and again, a very good Friday morning to you. Hope that you're having a fantastic morning. It just keeps getting better and better. We've got, right now, more of the coaches' shows coming your way as we head into Oregon County to congratulations. Number one in Class 1, Thayer Bobcats, and head coach Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, Gary. Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on being recognized. I know that is it's cool and groovy to look at once, you know, when we get into basketball season. But right now, golly gee, that just puts a big old target on your back, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, this whole week we've been hearing it from the community, which is great, you know, and they should be excited and the Bulls should be excited. But, you know, we got a lot of football left to play, so you know, we have to have our mind right and just continue to get better as the weeks go on.
Yeah, you hit it. Mind has to be right because
for sure.
I'm telling you, and if any of your players are out there listening or, you know, any Panthers that are listening from Mount Grove that's state-ranked, Liberty Eagles that are state-ranked, don't let that flu bug creep in your ear and get to thinking that, you know, okay, it's just a cakewalk now. It's just a, you know, we'll just walk through this. You've got to dig down deeper now than you did this summer in week 1, 2, 3, don't you? I mean, it's you really got to get after it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, our number one goal is just, you know, every single week just try to go out and get better and better as a football team, not just as an individual or whatever. And you know, the outside noise can affect how we prepare each week. And, you know, if you let it in the SCA, someone's going to creep up on you and beat you. So, you know, we just have to prepare like we have, you know, the first in the summer and then, you know, before the Jamboree and then week one and on. So just, you know, every day just trying to go out and get better.
You know, are you a golfer at all? Do you play golf?
No, if I had time for it, maybe. But no, I'm not a golfer.
Well, this is a big week. You know, it's the Ryder Cup, and it's Europe against the United States, and their coaches are selected. But both those coaches, their motto is play for one another. Don't play for an individual moment. Play for your team. It should mean more to play for your team than to play, you know, to have 200 yards rushing or to have an interception, pick six. It should be more important to be about the team than individual stats. And I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we got a really good feel of that last week. You know, our guys were able to execute early, and our younger guys got to play. And I thought on the sideline, our guys were cheering on one another. It was probably more excitement, you know, when those varsity guys were on the sideline than before. So, you know, they truly do care about one another and seeing each other, you know, succeed on the football field. And, you know, that's what you want as a head coach.
Yeah, I love it. Love it, love it. Well, congratulations on last week's win, defeating Salem. This week, it's homecoming for the Bobcats, so there's, you know, there's a lot of distractions going on, but focus is going to be the key. And you've got a pretty doggone good Houston Tiger football team coming to Oregon County, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, Coach Sloan does a great job with those guys. And, you know, they're extremely multiple offensively. And, you know, if you let the whole week of festivities get to you, you don't want to prepare well. You know, bad things can happen because just like I said, they're so multiple offensively. You have to know, you know, what alignment they get in or formation they get in on offense, and then they may trade two guys over and leave somebody eligible on the backside. They just do a really good job of that, and our guys, you know, can see that and try to prepare as best as we could this week. You know, and the rain was a factor too, so you add that in with homecoming.
Yeah.
It's a great little mix.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the rain, that just totally flew over me, but you're spot on. And I'm just kind of looking at Houston right now. You know, they defeated Pierce City 42-20. They lost to Springfield Catholic 35-41. They beat Salem, and they knocked off Kabul last week. But these Tigers, it doesn't seem to be a problem them scoring points, does it?
No, and they're just extremely explosive offensively, and you know, they try to get the football in the hands of as many guys as they can, like we do on offense. And you know, you can see it on the scoreboard too. Their defense is you know, doing a really good job of you know, letting their linebackers go out and play. Their defensive line does a good job, and, you know, they find ways to get it done defensively. So, you know, they're just all around a really solid football team, and we had to, you know, really prepare well this week with all the distractions around us, you know, to just go out and try to prepare to win. So
yeah. Well, it's going to be a dandy one. That game will air right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, 7 p.m. kickoff. And again, it ought to be a dandy one. Hey, everybody, head coach there, Bobcats. And again, congratulations on your recognition. That's awesome stuff. We'll talk more about that once we get – let's get through this season. I mean, I love
for
it.
Sure.
You know, I love it. But I've been around you coaches for 35 years now. And it's just best to play the season out, and then we'll rejoice, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's only week 5. We got a long season ahead of us, hopefully. So, you know, if we can maintain that or stay around that spot in the seeds for districts and stuff like that, that's always important.
Right on. Everybody, there, Bobcat head coach Briar Hancock. Appreciate you, my man, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.